Would you eat a 3,200-year-old piece of cheese? Such a piece of cheese was found recently in Memphis, Egypt, on an archaeological dig. Here at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, Michelle Coons, curator of archaeology, is doing a similar kind of dig at Magic Mountain here in our backyard. It's at Apex Gulch in Golden. The dig goes back about 7,000 years, but she's looking at a particular time period. Tell us a little bit about Magic Mountain.
Sure. So Magic Mountain is a site that, as you said, people have lived there going back at least 7,000 years. We think people may have even lived there earlier. And so some of the questions we have are looking at that. But we've been really focusing on a time period that is known in this area of the world as the early ceramic. It's about 1,000 to 1,500 years ago.
When you say early ceramic, these folks are making different kinds of pots and cups and vessels?
Yes, so we do have evidence for actual ceramics at the site. There's not a ton of them, but we do know that they were making and using them in that general area.
Tell us a little bit about these people based on what you're finding in this dig.
Well, we have many, many questions. So this particular time period is not very well understood. And what's really exciting is our project is actually kind of going on at the same time as many other projects that are focusing on this particular time period. It has only been within the last 3 years. So we're just, all these other projects, we're all gathering information and we're trying to really understand what was happening, because there's been a lot of ideas, but our evidence is showing us things slightly different. And so, for example, we have always thought that the site of Magic Mountain was a winter campground, that people that were very mobile would stop there in the winter months, and then they would travel in sort of a circuit, which we call like a seasonal round, travel north up through almost into Wyoming, and then come back down like in the spring months into the summer into the mountains, and then back out into the plains, stopping in Magic Mountain in the winter months. But some of the things that we're trying to test this, and the way that we can look at this, is through different stone materials and where they're coming from. And so if the stone materials that they're using to make their stone tools are coming from local sources versus if they're coming from places that are really far away. And what we're finding is that most of the sources are local, and so we're trying to really understand how mobile they really were and how long they may have actually been staying put in certain places like Magic Mountain.
We're talking with Michelle Coon. She's the curator of archaeology at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science about an exciting dig that is here in our backyard along the Front Range. It's called Magic Mountain, and it's near Apex Gulch in Golden. It is a significant find because it's really going to show us how these folks were living some 1,500 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And so what we're finding in our excavations are all kinds of evidence for people living there, cooking there, lots and lots of what we call thermal features, which can range from fire pits to actual ovens, and the remains of the food inside of those ovens, really seeds and different fuel to burn to light those fires. Right now, we have a lot of analysis work to do because we collected all the information in the field, but we have to sift through it all. And so we're going to be figuring out exactly what we have in the upcoming months to year.
My first taste of archaeology was watching Raiders of the Lost Ark when I was probably 10 years old. But really, archaeology is just an enormous amount of hard work. Less guns and car chases and more sifting through, identifying, and then putting all of those pieces together to figure out a way of life. You mentioned finding bits of food. How does that help us understand what folks were eating and what their diet might have been like?
We have actually not found food like cheese, for example, but we do find seeds and animal bones, which can help us to understand the types of food that they were eating. And of course, a lot of the food is stuff that's very local to this region. They had such a diverse diet and way more protein in their diets, different kinds of proteins than we do, like all kinds of birds and little ground squirrel type animals. And so it's just lots and lots of food out there.
If you found a 3,200-year-old piece of cheese, would you take a bite?
No. I might lick it, because archaeologists, we like to lick a lot of things just to see if it helps us to understand what the material is. But I don't know about that. I don't want to damage the artifact.
That's something I never knew about archaeologists. You guys like to lick things. It's good to know. We'll talk again about Magic Mountain and the progress you're making there. Michelle Coons, thank you so much for taking a moment.